It's 7:45. I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. A report out this month from the Government Accountability Office finds the Army Corps of Engineers contract awarding process allowed for accelerated construction of former President Donald Trump's border wall. From the Fronteras desk, Alisa Resnick has more.
Some $10 billion in military funds were directed to the wall after Trump declared a national emergency at the border in 2019. But the report says those funds were only available for a short time. Tim DiNapoli with the GAO says the Army Corps sped up its usual contracting process to get construction going, and began with public lands.
In Arizona and other places where the federal government had title to that or had access to that land, it started to build there first as opposed to other places.
The GAO found the Corps awarded over $4 billion in non-competitive contracts and greenlit some construction projects before terms were agreed upon, resulting in avoidable expenses. But groups opposed to the wall say the project's environmental toll still needs investigation. Brian Segui is with the Center for Biological Diversity.
Regardless of how the construction was undertaken, building an impermeable border wall structure was going to have very pronounced and devastating impact.
A separate GAO report announced this month will examine how construction affected the borderlands. I'm Alisa Resnick in Tucson.
Las Cruces City Councilor Joanna Bencomo is advocating for a guaranteed basic income pilot project. Madison Staten reports.
A guaranteed basic income pilot project could be implemented in Las Cruces, giving select city residents access to monthly financial support. Councilor Joanna Bencomo is advocating for the project, proposing that American Rescue Plan Act dollars could be used to partially fund the endeavor.
Right now, we have an opportunity to be a leader in New Mexico and in the Southwest by being one of the first cities to dedicate public funds, along with private foundation dollars, towards this transformational project. A $2 million investment in a Las Cruces Guaranteed Basic Income project could support, let's say, 250 Las Cruces families for $650 a month for 12 months, or some variation of that.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, approximately 24% of Las Cruces residents live in poverty. Councilor Bencomo says new data from the recent census could show an even dire picture, emphasizing hardships caused by the pandemic.
The income and equity gap only increased for so many people who were already vulnerable before the pandemic. The Distressed Communities Index shows a large part of the city of Las Cruces at risk or already in distress. The index also shows that in zip codes like 88001 and 88005, the situation is much more dire, with poverty rates as high as 36%.
A similar program is in the works in Santa Fe, where $500,000 in grant funding has been awarded for a pilot project estimated to reach 100 families. While council approval is still needed, the program is expected to target those under 30 attending Santa Fe Community College with children, giving them access to monthly payments for 1 year. Before anything similar could be implemented in Las Cruces, Councilor Yvonne Flores expressed a need to see more data, saying a full economic analysis would need to be done before she would consider supporting the measure.
People are starving, and that's very true. I'm not sure that this is going to be the answer. And I still see it as a band-aid, because there's no cause and effect. There's no correlation between this program and people standing on their feet. I would like to see those people and their children 50 years from now to see if it's working.
Data from a universal basic income program out of Stockton, California, found that full-time employment increased during the first year of the program, rising from 28% to 40%. It's a trend Councilor Bencomo hopes to see continued in Las Cruces.
The research has found that unconditional cash helped many participants find better full-time employment because it reduced and removed so many of the material barriers to finding full-time jobs. It created capacity for goal setting and risk-taking once people's basic needs were met.
Councilor Tessa Beda-Stuvey says her biggest concern is the long-term sustainability of the program. While not against the project itself, she pointed to other uses for American Rescue Plan Act dollars, like increased funding for housing assistance, saying that councilors must really think about what they want to prioritize.
If we are thinking about using the ARPA funds, there's competing priorities, and most of the things that I think we've wanted to address are all within trying to help in the same scope. And so what makes this really the make or break out of some of the other projects that we could help assist and fund?
Both Councillor Gabe Vasquez and Councillor Cassandra Gondra conveyed enthusiastic support for the pilot project. Gondra cited her experience as a social worker, saying monthly payments will lead to greater emotional and financial security for Las Cruces residents.
It's not the only answer. It's a piece of the puzzle and something that we really need to consider, especially those of us that live in the more distressed communities and zip codes. 88001 experiences quite a bit of violence specific to child abuse and neglect. And so much of what I see as a social worker is this distress, this sort of stress about where my next meal is coming, where, how am I going to pay for housing, utilities, how am I going to pay for food?
The pilot project is scheduled to be discussed in greater detail at a future work session. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.